Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What they did is unthinkable. What they did to this country is unthinkable. And it's lucky that I'm the president because I guess, I don't know what, a lot of people said very few people could handle it. I sort of thrive on it. You know why? Because it's so important that we get to the bottom.
All right, there is the latest from the Prez talking about what's going on with impeachment as that story continues to unfold and has been for the past month. I said it before, how many times have we heard the word impeachment in the last 6 weeks? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and that's where we start. Serious worry, and I'll explain that in a second, but also in the middle of all of it, we've got the idea of this whistleblower that's going to come forward and testify, but the identity and keeping it a secret of the identity of the whistleblower is at the heart of what's happening on the Hill, that there's these extreme measures that are being considered to protect the whistleblower's identity if they talk to Congress. And you know, they're talking about what can they do? Do this in a different, do it sort of where it's a simulcast thing in a separate area and the person is blurred out and their voice is blurred out, that kind of thing. Or is there a way to get them into, get them on the Hill, but nobody finding out who they are? And I think that's almost ridiculous to think that you can 100% protect their identity because of the world that we live in right now. I mean, let's be honest about it. It's very difficult to do that. When somebody wants to put a leak out there, they put a leak out there. And do you think that there would be some interest in having that happen? I think that there would be a chance that that could happen. Absolutely. And it would be foolish to think that it can't, because there are so many ways, I think now more than ever, to see a name slip through. Very difficult to do that. I mean, maybe these extreme measures would work, and that's why it's being discussed that way, and they keep talking about extreme measures, and what would the extreme measures look like. All right, let's bop out right at the top and go to Grimm here for a few minutes. Hey, Grimm, what's up in Mississippi?
Hey. I'm getting sick of it. I don't know about you, but I am just literally getting sick of the Democrats. Well, not just Democrats, but the Trump haters. Because this has been going on, and they're just tearing down the office of the president. I mean, I hadn't even been able to talk to you about gambling with football, or I hadn't been able to talk to you about, now they're going to start paying college kids. I mean, if you look at the past history, there's reasons why they didn't do it back then, because this is corruption too.
Yeah, you're talking about the NCAA.
So you're talking about the
regulations in California where there's college students that can be paid athletes. So yeah, you're right. There's a lot of things we could, I say this all the time. I call it odds and ends. There's things that we aren't talking about because so much of the focus is on whatever the one thing is, and this time it's the whistleblower and impeachment and all of that.
Yeah. Or the threats that we're living with, the threats we're living with against our country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Syria. Pulling out of Syria and insulting those that help us fight a war, that's not a joke.
You know? Right. Right.
But, and to me, they should have voted. They should have followed the Constitution and before they ever brought up any of this other stuff, because it's all Democrats. There's no Republicans in that I've heard of in the committee initially when it first started. There was no Republicans that wanted to open up this inspection to impeach or whatever they want to call it.
Impeachment inquiry.
Inquiry to impeach. They should have voted. I mean, that's what our Constitution calls for. Is, you know, if you got a committee, take a vote. Get 2/3 of a vote there. And then you can, you know, open up an inquiry. But, you know, I don't even think they have one of the three committees they initially talked about 2/3. Because where's the Republicans? You don't hear anything. You hear how they disguise everything with words. That's what I constantly hate. It's a legal play on words. It's just like the news media, how they get away with a lot of stuff is they call themselves a news magazine. I'm talking about ABC Evening News. If you'll listen, they'll say, welcome to ABC Evening News, a news magazine. Well, that means they're like you. They're not journalists. They don't have to live within the law or what they talk about as far as being journalists. They can get away.
Right, they can do opinion-based, and personality-based opinions versus here's the facts, period, boom. Yeah.
Oh, we've talked about that before because that was some of my first things I talked to you with over 5 years ago. Real journalism is dull. It's dull.
Right,
put
right.
You to sleep.
Right, right. Yeah, that's funny. You're right.
It's all fact-based.
Yeah.
But it don't sell anything. It doesn't sell widgets for the company.
That's
upsetting.
Yeah, you're right. It is getting upsetting, Grim. There's no doubt about it. That's what I say. Where are we marching to? And I say, and thank you for the call, Grim, that this show is, just like Grim calling, is your place to have a voice, the voice of reason. So left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, not labeling yourself, labeling yourself, feeling like you're one way socially, another way politically speaking, whatever it might be. And I think now, more than ever, people put themselves in different camps, not necessarily just one camp. So he mentioned it. Trump is threatening Turkey after green-lighting a Syrian invasion. The Pentagon is trying to piece together some sort of a strategy. There is some confusion on that. There is a big fear that these ISIS fighters are going to break out of prison camps. So, once again, it is our nightmare what to do in the Middle East. And you knew that. There's these ISIS fanatics that have been jailed in northeast Syria. And forces are warning that these sleeper cells are plotting to free about 12,000 militants that are being detained by the Kurds and could take advantage of the Turkey-triggered turmoil to help their plans of having that happen. So at the Pentagon, they're saying they're completely blindsided by the U.S. decision to pull out of Syria and stop fighting beside the Syrian Kurds. And what does that mean? And should that be what we do? Or do we hang in there because of it? On Friday, the president threatened to flood the borders of the continent with brainwashed killers if Europe refused to take them back, because then we go back to the whole ISIS thing and these detained militants. But let's just say it is far, far, far from over and being able to predict what's going to look like tomorrow in Syria. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's all about the numbers. We see numbers everywhere. I see them in my sleep. This segment is We Can Count. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney with lots of numbers for you, including this one. Sorry for you Twins fans. I mean, the mothership is in Minneapolis after all. But the Yankees swept the Twins as they move on in the ALCS, rather, from the American League Division Series. They win 3 straight. So that's the deal. Good for the Twins for getting there in the first place, but 5-1 in front of a sellout crowd at Target Field. They're kind of tired of it. They're getting tired of being beaten. It's tough, but this Yankees squad was really, really good. Not to pour more salt in the wound, but the Twins have now lost 16 consecutive postseason games overall. So they actually tie the NHL's Chicago Blackhawks for the longest postseason losing streak in North American sports history. Ugh, they didn't want to have that distinction, but unfortunately, they do. I didn't think they were going to pull it out against them. However, I've just got to say that. All right, the Supreme Court is trying to remain above the partisan politics, they say, and they opened 2019's term with a debate about insanity. So what does that mean? The court's term itself promises a degree, someone wrote today, of insanity, because they've got oral arguments on LGBT employment discrimination. They have immigration, guns, religion, abortion in the months to come. They may have something to say about impeachment and other battles between the president and Congress, but the attention on Monday was about new guidelines to encourage justices to wait a couple of minutes before asking questions, and it was tough for them to do, I think. By all accounts of those who were at the court, they were dealing with a quadruple murder committed by a Kansas man seeking to use an insanity defense. James Keller admitted to killing his estranged wife, mother-in-law, and two daughters in 2008. And Kansas had abandoned that defense a decade earlier, so the insanity plea. To win a conviction, the state needed only to prove that the defendant acted with intent, not that he understood right from wrong. This is kind of interesting. Only three other states, Idaho, Montana, and Utah, have eliminated the insanity defense. Although Associate Justice Elena Kagan opined that Keller would likely not have been found insane anywhere. So there was a long discussion about the intent to overcome mental health defenses and what does it mean, etc., and the definition of insanity and where do you go from there? What's the difference? In fact, Associate Justice Stephen Breyer said Kansas's standard, what they have now, would treat two defendants differently. The first defendant thinks that Smith is a dog. The second defendant knows it's a person but thinks the dog told him to do it. And he said, what's the difference? He asked that rhetorically. They're both crazy. And then Chief Justice John Roberts implied that states should not be too free to grant claims of insanity. He said that Kaler's attorney, Sarah Shrupp, included as evidence of his disordered personality that Kaler was obsessively frugal and would borrow rather than purchase tools. And he said, he quipped that his home repair skills, he would return the tools when he finds them. He wondered why borrowing borders on insanity. He sounds like he said it sounds like it's a reasonable option to me. So it's kind of interesting to see where they went with that. And this is really the low bar compared to where they're going to end up, as I said, because there's a lot of controversial things that cases that they would have a ruling on. So we'll see. Sad to see what's going on with Alex Trebek. With the Jeopardy host, you know, he talks about his cancer diagnosis. I love that he's so open about that. He said he knows his public battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer has become an inspiration to fans around the world, but he said there's times when he wonders if he should have gone public in the first place. He said there are a lot of people who have cancers who continue to live their lives and go about their business and do it without recognition. But he said to be the inspiration to a lot of other people makes him feel good, but it does place a responsibility on him that he feels he's not deserving of. Remember, it was just back in June, or March rather, that he said he had been approached by others with similar diagnoses, and he was trying to help people the best, you know, that he could. It's hard to be optimistic with pancreatic cancer. It's a very tough cancer, especially obviously stage 4, because the survival numbers are, of course, not good at all. And you think of the people you know off the top of your head, Patrick Swayze being one of them, that have lost their lives to this kind of cancer, right? We go from Alex Trebek to I think what is just an awful thing to happen in a NIC unit, but the deaths of three infants in a Pennsylvania hospital may have been the result of a bacterial infection, and the hospital is now diverting specific mothers and recently born babies to other hospitals even. The neonatal intensive care unit at Geisinger Medical Center in Danville recently had a uptick in cases of this infection of waterborne bacteria among premature infants. And because of the four of the infants that were successfully treated, one responded to antibiotic treatment and then three died, there is, with the results of the infection complicating this very vulnerable state and where they are because they're premature, the idea was, oh, let's not have anyone with these conditions that set it up to come in here and possibly get that. And of course, they're working with the CDC to investigate and make sure they eradicate the bacteria. I mean, when you process that in your head and you hear about people with staph infection and you hear about these tiny babies in a NIC unit and how sad that is that that can happen, but these infections usually happen in people in the hospital or with weakened immune systems, infections of blood, pneumonia, and others, you know, following surgery, lead to illness and sometimes death in some of these cases. So there certainly is some risk that you don't often see in front of your face, but then you hear these stories and it does give you pause. That's for sure. All right, how about this? I've talked about e-cigarettes a lot here and vaping and all of that. The e-cigarette sales discontinuing continues to march on as Walgreens, Kroger, and others are dumping out of the sale of e-cigarettes. A spokesperson for Walgreens said the decision is reflective of developing regulations in a growing number of states and municipalities. And, you know, we don't have a timeline for the phase out, but we plan to exit in an orderly manner. How about that? So now there's a lot of places that don't sell e-cigarettes. Kroger says it's discontinuing the sale of electronic nicotine delivery products or e-cigarettes at all stores, fuel centers. And they, because of the mounting questions and the regulatory environment with the product, they don't want to be a part of that. To reiterate what's happened, at least 1,080 people have had lung illnesses and 18 peeps have died, sadly, in connection with this mysterious illness possibly linked with vaping certain black market marijuana products. So let me make sure you understand that. That's what is mostly at the heart of this controversy, but not entirely. And therein is the rub. What is okay? What isn't okay? What's being banned? And the regulations are changing, you know, by the weeks. And clearly any of these big chains, that's what their fear is. That's one of their fears anyway. Hang with us. I'll meet you as we both jump over the fence together on the other side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul defending President Trump's decision to withdraw our troops from Syria. But not all Republicans feel this way. The very latest now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, green-lighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people, ISIS has been true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So incredibly pleased to welcome George Pullen to the show. He's got a character that I'm fascinated by that I'll tell you, his books. If you sit down to read his books, you want the next one right away. And so this character's name is Dr. Wonky, and we were just talking off the air, and we've had a couple conversations off the air, and he likens Dr. Wonky to the Nutty Professor, and the Nutty Professor certainly pulls you in. George, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and tell us about Dr. Wonky, and tell us about the book.
Well, you're welcome. Let's see. Dr. Wonky is kind of, oh boy, it's a story about two twins that had lost their father in an old oak grove, and they set up a kind of an outpost in the biggest oak tree that they could find. They build a tree fort, and strange things pop out of the knothole, like just odd things, and they take it to their friend, Dr. Wonky, and they show them all the different things, and he's just amazed, and he just can't believe it because he doesn't believe it's from planet Earth.
And that's, so, let me stop you there for a second. That sets us up for something really neat, because I know that we all have passed like what you described as knot holes, and you think of what could possibly come out of there. So what a brilliant stroke. Was that inspired by something that you saw that made you think, oh, what if I could twist this? Like, you're sort of a genius at reverse engineering.
Well, a little bit. It was from the old classic movie where they go into a wardrobe and then they go into another land.
The Witch in the Wardrobe or something, yeah.
Right, and I kind of got the idea from that, watching the movie.
Yeah, and so you have these two twin brothers. You have them in this giant oak tree.
Actually, a twin sister.
Twin sister, a twin sister. So take us from there. We don't want to give away all the details about Dr. Wonky, because we certainly would love for people to pick up the book at Amazon.com. But tell us a little bit more about that story as you were taking us down the path.
Well, one day they find this strange cylinder that had popped out of a knot hole, and they're just amazed with it. And Billy tries to open it, and he cuts himself. And so they run as fast as they can to Dr. Wonky's big mansion, and they take the cylinder with them. And Dr. Wonky's just such a kind of a wacky guy. He has a special Wonky calls. He's so proud of himself that he calls everything that he invents Wonky this or Wonky that. And so he gets the Wonky oil out and he puts it on Billy's hand and it heals up instantly. And then Dr. Wonky notices the cylinder along with his butler, and they take it down into the laboratory, and they start to try to figure it out. And they realize that it's kind of a cylinder that's kind of a combination that they have to turn certain keys in certain ways, and then it will open up. And then right when Dr. Wonky almost figures it out, he stops and he says, "We can't open this. This is really bad." And so Billy, one of the twins, is just really upset, and he just really wants to open it. And Dr. Wonky says, "No, this is something I have to think about. I have to do more research on it." So the kids leave and they go home, and then Billy finds it in his room, and he's just amazed. He's really happy, and just one more turn of the dial, and he knows that it might open. And so he turns it, and sure enough, this horrible, evil fairy pops out of it and dances around the room and wakes up their mother, and she comes running into the room, and the fairy puts this evil spell on the mom, embeds her into the dresser mirror. And the kids are just like, they just don't know what to do. So they go see Dr. Wonky, and Dr. Wonky is just, he can't believe that Billy would have done such a terrible thing. He tells Billy, he goes, "You're going to have to go through the knot hole into another world to collect every bone from a Viking wizard to get resurrected. He'll be resurrected to fight the evil fairy." Because, of course, Dr. Wonky's done all of this research on it. And Billy just is so upset about his mother. And he just thinks, "Oh, gosh, you know, I guess I'll have to do this." So they have to find the Viking wizard's magical horse first, which is around that area. And so they find the horse. And Dr. Wonky tells Billy that he has to run at the oak tree at a certain speed, at a certain cadence, and then the magical horse will be able to open up the knot hole big enough so they can both go in into the other world. And Billy is just thinking, you know, I'm going to be smashed like a bug. You know, I can't do this. And Dr. Wonky says, "You have to." So late one night, Dr. Wonky has a motorcycle that he's following Billy and the horse with. He calls it the Wonky Cycle. And so the horse starts to go at a certain cadence, at a certain speed, and the big oak tree knot hole starts to get, it starts to open more and more and more. And then the evil fairy pops out and starts to blow this evil breath on the horse and Billy to slow it down, because the evil fairy, of course, doesn't want them to go into the other world to gather the bones of the Viking wizard.
Yeah.
So she slows the horse down, and Billy and Dr. Wonky realizes that they will get smashed like a bug, and you know, they're going to run into the oak tree because the knot hole hasn't opened. So Dr. Wonky just thinks, "Oh my gosh, I don't want to do this, but I have no choice." So he pulls in front of the horse and Billy and starts to draft the horse and Billy to the exact speed that they have to go to open up the knot hole. And so the knot hole starts to open up again. And sure enough, they both, all three of them, crash into through the oak tree into the other world. And, they meet all these characters that have had spells put on them. Like there's So they're all kind of differently mutated into different things because the evil fairies has such an evil personality. So there's these three women of Yarn, and they covet one bone. And then there's other characters that covet one bone. And so Billy, Dr. Wonky, they have to travel like down the yellow brick road to find each and every bone to resurrect the Viking so the Viking can fight the fairy and make everything back to normal.
Wow. I mean, I just want to keep listening to you tell the story, but I want to make sure that everybody knows how they can find out even more details. So it's the Bone Fairy. We don't want to confuse people. And you can pick that up on Amazon.com. And we're talking specifically about everything that's happened with Dr. Wonky. It's amazing the journey that they have gone on through this book. How did you come up with this?
Well, I had a girlfriend, and she had two really precious, well, she actually had three precious kids, and they always wanted me to, you know, tell them a story. And I have a great imagination. And so I would make up all the, well, I started telling them stories like The Wizard of Oz, which originated, the author, that's how he started The Wizard of Oz. He had, I think, two nephews or kids or something, and he would tell them stories. And he made up The Wizard of Oz because of that. Well, I started telling him these stories, and then I started to make up things, and they really loved it. And they said, well, you should write a book. And so I wrote my first book called Under Viking Hollows, and it's terrible. I won't let anybody read it. There's just one copy left. And so I decided that I would read Harry Potter, thinking that it wouldn't be any good. You know, it'd probably be a horrible story. And I thought, my God, this woman is unbelievable.
Yes.
And so I was so taken from that story that I thought, you know, I've got to do a good job with these stories. I mean, it means I have a big passion for it. So I would read Harry Potter over and over and over again, trying to figure out, you know, how she was able to do such great dialogue with Dursley and, what's his name? Anyway.
Yeah, the character.
So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the dialogue was so good. And I thought, you know what? I'll try this. So then I started listening to, is it The Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
And I would go on like 7-hour walks with my Chow Chow, listening to this.
Wow.
And then I thought, you know what? What a great story that is. So I started to self-teach myself, you know, how to write. And so then I came up with this, idea about, you know, Dr. Wonky, and I've always liked Vikings.
Right. And the story came out of you. We're going to run out of time, George. I want to make sure I tell everyone, Bone Fairy, Bone Fairy, Bone Fairy, pick it up. He's so passionate about it. He's giving you so many
details. Dr. Wonky.
Oh, Dr. Wonky. And the Bone Fairy is the other book.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make sure that you check them out on Amazon.com. And George Pullen, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, Kate.
Forward you go, because forward we know. Forward is coming fast, it's our task to keep moving on. Just keep moving. If you're afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I hope you sit up and pay attention, and here's why. Irregular heart rhythm is a major risk for a stroke. Did you hear me? Here's another shocker. AFib is killing people. What is AFib? A quivering or irregular heartbeat. What are the dangers? Oh, boy, especially if it goes undetected. I am so pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Ron Passman. He's the director of the Center for AFib at Northwestern Medical Hospital in Chicago. Doc, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about AFib. People hear that, and I sort of explained it, but I'm no doctor at the top. Tell us what AFib is and why we keep hearing that.
So you keep hearing about it because atrial fibrillation is the most common abnormal rhythm of the heart in adults. So it's estimated that if you're, let's say, in your 40s and you're lucky enough to live to your 80s, that you have about a 1 in 4 chance of developing AFib in your lifetime. So this is a disease that will affect, you know, many of us or our loved ones, and it is a major cause of stroke, as you mentioned. People with AFib have about a 500% increased risk of stroke compared to patients without atrial fibrillation. And that's why finding AFib and treating it is really a public health concern.
Yeah, scary just even hearing that number. So what are the risk factors with AFib?
So the number one risk factor is age. This is generally a disease of getting older, and we see AFib a lot more in, you know, 70-year-olds than we do in 30-year-olds. But there are additional risk factors, things like diabetes or hypertension or congestive heart failure are all risk factors for the development of atrial fibrillation.
Wow. So age, obviously, some of what you just mentioned, and I'm thinking milestones and major events from research, because let's hear some good stuff. What have we uncovered?
Oh, there's a lot that's gone on. I mean, this is one of the most intensively researched areas in cardiology because this is such a common problem, and this really has so many manifestations. So I would say that some of the big milestones have to do with stroke prevention. We've known since the 1940s that a drug called Coumadin or warfarin was effective at preventing strokes, but anyone who's been on that drug knows that it's hard to take, that you need to have your blood levels monitored, and that it interferes with foods and other medications. So over the last, 8 years or so, we now have four new medications on the market. You've probably seen commercials. And these drugs are probably better, safer, and easier to take than warfarin. So that's one big issue. I think the other big development is the area of ablation. Right? It used to be that if you had atrial fibrillation, there wasn't much that we can do. There were medications that were developed to hopefully keep you in a normal rhythm. But those medications have limited efficacy and some serious side effects. So over the last 20 years or so, the concept of ablation, where we go into the heart, find out where the AFib is coming from, and eliminate the source of the atrial fibrillation, has really developed as a very viable option for patients who have symptoms from AFib. And that last issue, I think, is another development that we're witnessing still today. I mentioned that AFib is very common, but what I didn't tell you is that while many patients may have symptoms, and those symptoms may consist of palpitations or shortness of breath or dizziness, many patients are completely asymptomatic. And what complicates the issue even further is that while some patients have AFib all the time, often AFib comes and goes. So you have a disease that may be without symptoms, and you have a disease that may be very intermittent. So even if you went to your doctor for a routine exam, and your doctor examined you and said everything is fine, that doesn't mean that you don't have atrial fibrillation. So we're living at a time, though, where we now have consumer-grade electronics, things that you can download to your smartphone or attach to your smartphone, or that come built into smart watches that now allow us to constantly assess someone for atrial fibrillation. So every day now, I have people coming to me because their Apple Watch told them they had AFib, not their doctor, right? Not their symptoms, but their watch told them for the first time.
Yeah, which is incredible. It's funny you mention that because I just got an Apple Watch doc a couple of weeks ago, and that's the first thing everybody said to me. Didn't your grandfather have heart problems? You're healthy, but you never know. And that's one of the first things I did, and I think it's incredible that your smartwatch can help you know what's going on with possible AFib symptoms, etc., and you can then go to your doctor and that leads to that. So pretty amazing. And in this edition of For Your Health, we're speaking with Dr. Ron Passman, Director of the Center for AFib at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and we're talking about smartwatches and how you can determine that maybe something's wrong with you there. Are there any downsides, though, to the technology?
Well, I think the two downsides are, with any screening tool, you run the risk of false positives, right? That the watch picked up something that isn't atrial fibrillation. But listen, no doctor is going to treat you based on, the smartwatch alone. You can record an EKG from the watch, and therefore, we will confirm the diagnosis. So that could create some anxiety until that diagnosis is straightened out. But I think that these watches are quite accurate. And then I think the other downside is that, these things are still costly and maybe out of reach of many people who might benefit most. So my hope is, that it is, as this technology trickles down, that it becomes more affordable, and maybe one day this is something that an insurance company would pay for, because maybe it's cheaper to find the disease and intervene before that catastrophic event happens, which is not only catastrophic to the individual, but much more expensive to the healthcare system as well.
Yeah, what about that? Because I know as people are listening to this, and this is the first thing I thought of, what are the lifestyle changes that can impact, AFib? I'm thinking diet, and there's others as well.
Right. So some of them, we can't control, right? I mean, this is a disease of getting older, and we can't control that process. But there's a lot that you can do. We know that moderate levels of exercise are good at preventing atrial fibrillation, that a sedentary lifestyle, but also, actually, interestingly, endurance athletes may be at higher risk of developing AFib. So there's sort of a sweet spot for moderate levels of activity. We know that minimizing alcohol intake or eliminating it altogether is important, that people who drink anything really more than a glass of wine or a glass of beer with dinner. Harder liquors and more than that seems to increase your risk. Obesity is a risk factor that we can modify. And a very important one is getting evaluated for sleep apnea, because people with sleep apnea are at much higher risk of developing AFib. And if your sleep apnea is not treated, the ability to control the atrial fibrillation is also going to be limited. So I think those are the big ones, is, you know, diet and exercise, minimizing alcohol intake, getting your sleep apnea evaluated. And then, interestingly, there's data, too, on minimizing the stress in your workplace, and getting a good night's sleep are also important in the long-term prevention of AFib.
All right, I scribbled those all down. I hope everybody was listening. How about somebody with AFib? Because that's the first thing I think of when I attach stroke to it. How can you prevent a stroke?
So, you know, these blood thinners are incredibly effective at preventing stroke. The sad truth is that maybe only 50 to 60% of patients who should be on blood thinners aren't on them. And we don't know whether the doctor is not pressing it enough or people are listening and not accepting it, because let's face it, these blood thinners do have the risk of bleeding, but the risk of bleeding really is minor compared to the risk of stroke and the efficacy of these drugs. These new drugs that are out have a much lower risk of serious life-threatening bleeds, and there are antidotes to all of these new blood thinners. So I would hope that your listeners, if they have been recommended to take a blood thinner, have tried it. The other important thing to know is that there's now a procedure where we could deploy a little umbrella-like device inside the heart, snake through the blood vessels, that can wall off the area where the blood clots form. So there are some people who need to be on a blood thinner but can't take it because of bleeding consequences. And for those patients, this little procedure called a Watchman device may be a very viable alternative. So if you have AFib, I would urge you to speak with your doctor. This is a constantly and quickly evolving area, and things that didn't exist 5 or 10 years ago are now widely available. So this is an ongoing conversation between the doctor and the individual with AFib.
Yeah, I love it. Doc, real quickly, where can people go for more information?
Well, here in Northwestern, you could access our website. It's heart.nm.org. And the phone number at Northwestern is 312-NM-HEART. And I'm also going to give you the website of our professional organization, which is the Heart Rhythm Society. And that website is hrsonline.org.
Great. Dr. Ron Passman, director of the Center for AFib, Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Thanks so much. This has been invaluable, I'm sure, to so many people listening. We appreciate you joining us on this version of the show.
Thanks for having me.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.